Welcome to The Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live, The Edge of Reality, here on the blog, on the NDB Media Era Network, on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all, and of course, Thursday means that we're one step away to the weekend, so happy weekend as well, especially as we're getting into the first day of summer officially. So it is a good time to start talking about Big Brother. Yes, that's right. It's Big Brother season. We're going to be talking about it a lot tonight. We're going to be talking about other reality shows too. So, but before I say anything else, before I talk about anything else, before we do anything else, I got to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Not a whole lot. How are you, Allie?
I'm doing great. I mean, we are 6 days away from the Big Brother premiere, which is always a good time. Summer is officially here, and I'm excited.
And what you excited about?
Well, you know, we got Big Brother. It's Big Brother time. We got the cast reveal. We had it on Monday, and we got 16 brand new players. We have not heard anything yet. No rumors about any returning house guests. No spoilers from the house, because the house guests have went into the house yesterday. Nothing that is said that anyone new has come in beyond these 16 people. We know that the season is going to be 99 days long. So longer than it has been in previous seasons, but the last couple seasons it's been over 100. So they've trimmed it out, down a little bit, which is nice. I'll take 99 days. That's perfect. And so far, no rumors about anybody except these new players. So far, so good, Priscilla. So far, so good. Are you there? Did I lose you?
Yes, I'm sorry. I did get a chance to watch all the house guests, but I did not get a chance to tour yet. So you're going to have to fill me in on that.
All right. No problem. I can do that. So 16 new house guests, 8 men, 8 women. Just general, I'm not going to go into detail about each person, because believe me, there's plenty of time for that. And here's my role going into Big Brother. Even though there are, you know, lots of interviews that come out and that have come out, and of course you can rosted interviews, which you can check out on YouTube or CBS All Access. Aika, who from Big Brother Canada, had interviews on Entertainment Tonight Canada, which you can check out. The Hollywood Reporter had long-form interviews with each contestant. So believe me, if you want information, if you want to know about each person individually, there's plenty of places to get some in-depth stuff. Here's the way I approach it, though. I check them out just to get a brief sense of who they are, knowing that when they get into the house, it's going to be a completely different ballgame. And so I take everything they say with a grain of salt. We have first impressions of people, but I do not want to have, you know, long-lasting impressions. I want to be surprised by people. I want to like people, and I don't want to go in going, oh, this guy's kind of a tool. This girl is kind of, you know, kind of sucks. I want to go in with, all right, here we go, 16 brand new players. I'm going to like all of them, even though I know that's not true. It's never true. You don't like all of them, but you want to go in with that impression. So I watched just enough to kind of get to know a little bit, but not so much where I start forming full opinions on them. You know, as a feed watcher, I will form opinions on them soon enough. And I watched just enough so that on the first week or two in the house, I'm able to decipher between house guests. Although this season, I don't think I would I'm not going to have as much of a problem. Everybody looks different. We don't have some of the traditional stereotypical archetypes in the house, which is kind of nice. That being said, a lot of these players look like other players from past seasons.
Right down to the name in Vegas. There's a lot of the characters I thought that were very similar to other characters. Of course, they all do it with every show, but
they do it with every show, and you know I can accept that. But they don't look similar to each other. I've had seasons. Big Brother 16 was a really hard one for me because there were a lot of people that looked alike at first, and I had a hard time, you know, distinguishing between, you know, some of the players. But this group, they look different. They all kind of have different vibes. Another thing that's common amongst all of them, with the exception of a couple, they seem to not have a lot of previous experience with the show. A lot of them are recruits. So you can tell that from your CBS bio. Their CBS bios, they usually ask, like, who's your favorite player? If they're answering Josh from last year, they are a recruit. And season 19 has been the only season they saw.
Did you, Ross, watch the Ross interview? I did not read the bio.
I did
watch the interview. The majority I listen to have been longtime viewers and fans.
No.
Yes.
No.
According to the Ross interviews I've seen, yes.
No, I think they are lying to you. Absolutely not. I mean, they're a couple. They're Swaggy C. You could tell from his interviews that he had watched the show. Scotty, you could tell from his interviews that he watched the show. You know, there were certain players that, like, you could tell that they've watched at least some of the seasons of the show. And, you know, frankly, we're getting to the point where, you know, the oldest contestant is 40 years old. All right? The oldest contestant is 40 years old. Most of the people are in their mid-20s, I will say, 25, 26, 27. So at this point, you know, if they – Big Brother 10 – they're in middle school for Big Brother 10. They're in, you know, elementary school for Big Brother 10. 10 years ago. So, I think that, you know, I'm not asking for them to know, to have watched every single season. But I think a lot of them are just straight up recruits, have only seen Big Brother 19. And you can tell that because a lot of them – say Josh is their favorite player and the best player to play the game. And we both know that's not true. And it also seems like from their bios that they caught a lot of Big Brother 16, maybe 16 and 19 were like the two seasons that they gave DVDs of while they're in sequester, because there was a lot of 16 talk. There was a lot of Derek talk. You know, there was a lot of I'm gonna play like Derek. You know, that's something that's gonna happen. I think it's funny because nobody can play like Derek. But you know, let them try. Speaking of Derek, as I already mentioned, that we have a 40-year-old, and the 40-year-old was a former undercover cop. Yes, we're doing it again. Undercover cop. Let's try it. Let's see if it works again. I don't think they really wanted the undercover cop thing to be a big deal on 16 with Derek. I don't remember it being a huge deal. I remember it being a major reveal on finale night where they were like, Derek's the undercover cop. And I think people were like, we knew something was not quite right with him.
They did want it to be a big deal because remember Derek snatched up that picture of him in uniform.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. But I mean, the show itself wanted that to be a big deal. And here we are again. We're trying another undercover cop. Here's the difference though. Steve, our undercover cop, he is not going to be able to hang with these young kids. He doesn't seem like a guy that's going to be able to be social enough. I think he's different, and that's going to be a problem. And so his undercover cop skills are not going to be helpful in infiltrating alliances. That, now, I could be completely wrong, and Steve could win this season. I don't know. But everything about him and the interviews that I've seen with him, he looks way older than 40 years old. He talks way older than 40 years old. I would not be surprised if he was way older than 40 years old. I don't know why they would lie about his age, but just something doesn't quite seem right about it. But I think he's going to have a hard time assimilating with the rest of this group. I'm calling him out as an early boot, possibly even first boot. That's my prediction.
Okay. And I guess in a week or so, we're going to be able to tell.
Well, yeah, but it's a shame. It sucks because, you know we like it when they diversify the cast. We know we like it when we, you know, get a variety of age ranges, and that we have people with families, with children, with, you know, spouses. Because I do think when you have that, you have an additional fire. This is a generalization, but I feel like, you know, if you're leaving your kids, you're not going to screw around. You're going to win some money. For better or for worse, your gameplay can be horrible. It doesn't matter, but you're not hanging out by the pool. You're not looking for Instagram followers. You're here to play the game. And I tend to like older players, but I don't think Steve is going to be able to do it. There's another contestant, also one of the older women in her 30s. God, I think she's 34. I mean, you know, practically an old age home. Practically in an old age home at 34. And her name is Angie Rockstar. There's an Angela and there's an Angie. And do you think Big Brother is going to call her over the loudspeaker as Rockstar?
Yes.
Or you think we're going to go Angela and Angie?
I think it'll be Rockstar.
I hope that we hear a rock star, please come to the diary room. I would love that. But I was trying to think, like, have we had seasons where people's names are that similar? And I forgot that 18 we had Paul and Polly, you know, and you know, one was Paul and one was Polly. So we can absolutely have an Angela and an Angie, and it won't not screw anything up. But her name is Angie Rockstar. She's 34, and she has a six-month-old son. So she's another one, you know. I don't know how much she's going to assimilate with some of the younger folks. She's got bright pink hair. She wants to look like a rock star. I don't know how well it's going to play out when she's with others. But you know, hopefully she's not going to leave her 6-month-old baby to screw around.
Right.
She's in it for the money. She's in it for the money. So I'm down with that. I'm cool with that. However, she looks like her favorite contestant, by the way, was Joey from, oh God, was Joey from 16 or 17? She was like the first step. She was the first boot out. She was the
blue
one
hair,
that, yeah, she,
blue
yeah,
hair.
Crazy hair. She also had a male persona. She dressed up like a guy,
right,
and called herself, I think, Alex. I can't remember, but she was first out. So anyway, this is Angie Rockstar's hero and the person that she looks up to. So that's when your favorite player is a player that's the first one out. That's not a good sign. She also gave me some major Gen City vibes from season 10. If you remember Gen City,
yeah,
which everybody
She's
should
the
remember
first.
Gen City.
Yes. First person I thought of when I actually seen her was her, Gen City.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody should remember Gen City as the girl who gave Dan her veto after Dan's funeral. Which was probably one of the more epic moments in Big Brother history. So, so those are our oldest contestants at like 40 and 35. And I don't think it's going to go their way. I don't think it's going to go their way at all. It would be my prediction. Priscilla, was there anybody that stood out to you?
As for a game player, no, nobody really popped. You know, you kind of got to take all the interviews with a grain of salt, and I didn't read any of them because they're, to me, misleading. So I never do the reading part, but I didn't get very good vibes on any of them, or, you know, like they're going to be a winner, or they're, you know, nobody stood out to me in any way yet. So I think I want to see the first couple of episodes.
I don't mind that, though.
Or live feed.
I don't mind that. I'm actually pretty good with it. I don't see, you know, I never can look at a group of people and go, oh, you know, this is going to be their, you know, this is going to win. This person is going to be the winner. As a matter of fact, I looked at Josh last season, and I thought he's the first one out after watching his interview with Jeff. You know, and I was, of course, deeply, deeply wrong by this. But nobody stands out to me like this person is going to win this season. They are incredible. They have, you know, no, but I don't, nobody also stands out to me as this person is going to be absolutely horrendous either. So I think that's a relatively good sign. I think that out of this group of people, there are going to be a couple people that surprise us in really good ways. And, you know, I think there'll be some people that are going to be super annoying that we're going to not like. And that's the mix. That's how Big Brother is supposed to be. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I liked Tyler from his opening interviews. He seems like someone, Tyler, he looks like this curly haired surfer dude. He looks just like Frank from season 18 and season, I forget what season he was, 12, or I think. He was someone who had seen a lot of the seasons. I think looks are going to be deceiving with him, and I think a lot of people are not going to take him so seriously. So he was someone that I was like, okay, this guy could be someone that we need to watch. But again, he also has that surfer vibe, and Big Brother tends to, that's one of the archetypes that leaves relatively early in the game. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if he can transcend that. Priscilla, guess what?
What?
We also have a virgin. So good. I mean, thank God. Thank God. I was worried that we wouldn't get through a Big Brother season without a virgin. And we have a virgin, and his name is Scotty. And Scotty looks like a virgin. So there you go. I mean, he's like as stereotypical. I mean, you know, he's got the Ian and the Steve vibes. And you know, first of all, he looks a lot like Andy from season 15, the winner of season 15. But you know, he's also a guy with red hair. So I don't want him to think that that's the thing, but he doesn't act anything like Andy from season 15. But he's definitely a virgin and he wants people to know it. And he's a fan of the show. So, I think that there'll be a target on him early because, you know, we've had Ian as a winner. We've had Steve as a winner. We've had these nerdy guys get really far in the game. I don't know. I'm hoping that maybe he has some Johnny Mac vibes. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm very curious to see how social he is and how he can interact with the house. So, but Priscilla, we have a virgin. So, you know, I was worried that we wouldn't have one.
Well, you know, on Big Brother, you know, they're on all shows, but Big Brother, we haven't had one in a while.
I know.
At
we
least
really
where they
haven't.
Made a deal about it.
You're right. We really haven't had one because, you know, I'm thinking of Jessica from Survivor Triple H last season, who that was a big deal. If you remember Jessica and Cole, you know, our you know, most notably Ashley I, probably the most famous reality TV version. So, you know, we've had quite a few, but Scotty's joining the ranks. So there we go. I think we should be super excited about this. And then we also have Rachel, who is from Vegas, like another Rachel that we know from Vegas. We know Rachel
from
already
Vegas.
From
that's
Vegas.
That's what I said.
Yeah. And she is friends, best friends with Jackie from season 17, if you remember Jackie. And of course, from The Amazing Race, Jeff and Jackie fame of the blind date season of Amazing Race. So she seemed to know a lot about the game. Her interview was very interesting because she said, and probably my favorite thing that anyone said to Ross Matthews, she said that jury management was the number one thing you need to win. And she said that to Ross Matthews, as we know, got runner-up on Celebrity Big Brother because his jury management was horrible. So that was pretty cool. And you know, She doesn't seem like the typical recruit, but she's essentially a recruit. She might have seen seasons. I'm sure she watched the season that Jackie was on. And I'm sure she's talked to Jackie a lot about the game. I will say I liked Jackie her season. She was someone that ended up surprising me because we had this very different vision of her on Amazing Race. She was very much just trying to hook up with Jeff the entire time. But we saw on her season, Jackie was, you know, she was much more social than I anticipated. She had very good social game. I believe she went out in the double, if I'm not mistaken. I think ended up going out. Yeah, I think she ended up going out in the double, which isn't a tough place to go out. But she was, you know, train wreck Becky she was friends with. So she had Meg and Jason and that whole crew. So I think she probably gave Rachel some pointers. So that might be helpful. That might be helpful to her. And I hope, my hope is that Rachel doesn't tell anyone else that she's friends with a former player. That's my hope. My hope is that she doesn't talk about it. But I feel like she will. I feel like she will because they all talk about it. Nobody can really keep a secret in that house.
Most people let something like that slip up.
Yeah.
We'll see how cool. If she can get away with not saying anything, then we know that she's actually got some gameplay. And not everything has to be spilled.
I'm hoping. I want to talk about the house for a second. Pictures of the house were released. You can check them out. You can Google them. They're on Instagram. Julie's been Instagramming them. You know, usually the house follows a theme. A lot of times the theme has nothing to do with the season. Once in a while it does. But, you know, I've really way more times than not, I have loved the Big Brother house. I always think that it's like decorated really nicely, like super cool, like really interesting theme work. This theme is kind of like, it's like a millennial technology theme. So I hate it. I legit hate the look of this house. It surprises me because I usually love the look of the house, and I really or I don't have a strong opinion about it. But it is super busy. There's a lot of patterns. There's a lot of really bright colors, but not in ways that they make a ton of sense. They have some cool, interesting features to the house. For instance, they have a rock climbing wall this season where I'm assuming they're going to let them use it as a rock climbing wall. Julie Chen, when she was giving a tour of the house, she went on the rock climbing wall and used it. And there was a harness, and there were harnesses on like at the back of the door. So it made me think that if they harness up the contestants and someone's like on the ground watching you, you know, like keeping you safe, you're able to climb it. I am super surprised by the decision of Big Brother to have a climbing wall. They're usually very careful of this stuff. They also had a situation last year where Christmas broke her friggin' leg. God. So I would think that they would even be more careful. I mean, at the same time, Christmas broke her leg on over a piggyback ride, so it wasn't like she was doing anything dangerous. But still, I am very shocked by this. But the rock wall looks really cool, and I actually like that feature of the house, as long as the contestants can use it. I also think it's a fun indoor thing. They're trapped inside a lot as they're breaking down different competitions and putting up competitions. So I think it would be really fun to be able to play on a rock wall while you're kind of trapped inside for days at a time. I think that works. I think that's kind of cool. They also have a wall that's filled with fidget spinners, which that I hate. So it's just a bunch of like spinning fidget spinners. Again, it feels very like millennial technology. Like we're trying to be cool. We're trying to be like the kids. The kids like the fidget spinners. So we're going to make a wall of them. It just feels very weird. There's also a little wall where, have you seen an office? This happens on offices, on people's desks. They have this thing where if you put your hand inside of it, it makes an imprint of your hand. It's like, I don't even know what it's called, but it's like these like little brushes. I don't even know how to describe it. But if you like put your hand in there, it makes the indentation of your hand. Have you ever seen them, Priscilla? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about.
They have a wall that's like that. So you can like they can put your entire body against it, and it makes an indentation of your body or your hand or whatever. And usually you see it at desks, usually like doctor's office desks. You know, it's like a fun little fidgety thing to play with when you're at work. So they have that. Yeah, but it's super loud. Their bedroom is very, very pink. One of the bedrooms is very, very pink. There's a lot of neon. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of, there's also a weird like candy store motif happening as well. There's like neon of like popsicles melting. There's like some candy, like it's kind of like this weird Willy Wonka thing. It's just very busy, very loud, and a lot of patterns. So I'm not loving it. And I wonder if like if being in the house for that long, like if your eyes are just going to be like, what the hell? But they do have one cool thing that they got this year, Priscilla, that I am all about. And that is a foosball table. They have a foosball table this year. I am so about that because they've had a pool table for the last several years. They might still have a pool table in the backyard. I didn't see any pictures in the backyard yet. But, you know, I am not great at pool personally. I'm okay. My grandfather taught me how to play. You know, I'm okay, but it's not something that I'm like, I'm all about. But man, I could rock a foosball table. I'm excellent at foosball. I don't know how that's a skill, but I have that skill. So I would be very excited to see that foosball table. That was my favorite thing.
Sure,
what's this? I don't know.
Sure wasn't your college days coming back to haunt you with the foosball table?
Yeah, it was my favorite part of the house. And I think, you know, I don't know. It was such a weird thing. So as Julie's giving the tour, she's saying, you know, different millennial social media technology things. Like, you know, I hope, you know, your favorite player is trending, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, like the twist of the season is that like you have to hashtag your favorite player on Twitter and that person gets like what are they, Priscilla? Like what Paul got the first time last year, Jessica got
the band.
You know, these little advantages. Yeah, the little advantages, but it's called something, and I totally forget what it's called. But, you know, usually they're getting people to vote. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, people, they're going to ask for people to trend. They're going to get people trending. This is how we're going to find. I'm like, my heart is like already dropped to the ground. Like, oh shit, this is the twist of the season. It's going to be trending. But I saw an article in TV Guide where they debunk that, and they said that that's not the twist of the season. So that made me feel a little bit better. It still makes me a little nervous, but it's not as bad as it once was. However, they said that's not the twist of the season, kind of implying that there is going to be a twist this season, which, I mean, that's wishful thinking to think that there wouldn't be a twist, right? There has to be.
I mean, maybe they're not going to over-twist it like they always do, but they're going to have a twist. There's no doubt about it.
I was kind of hoping season 20, they would do a, like, you know, let's go back to, you know, old school. Let's go back to no twist at all, like season 10. Let's do, you know. But I feel like that's not a thing. That's not a thing. That's wishful thinking. I don't want them to go to season one because season one, the audience voted for who they wanted out, and I don't want that. I don't want that. So I don't want them to go to, like, season one basics. So, yeah, I'm not feeling the house. You should check out pictures if you haven't seen it, but I'm not feeling the house. They already went in. They went in yesterday, I believe. So the game has officially started. And in the audience were players representing all of the past 20 seasons. So there was a lot of social media surrounding all of these former contestants who got to hang out, who got to be in the audience and watch the premiere. So far, I'm happy that they're in the audience. I feel like if they're in the audience and they're not in the house, I'm kind of looking at different people and I'm like, okay, they're not in the house. They're not in the house. They're not in the house. So it makes me feel better. But, you know, Jody was there. So, you know, as long as Jody's there, I feel okay about it.
Chicken George was there.
Yeah, Kale. And the genius from season 8 were there. Danielle was certainly there. Danielle, season 3, Danielle. Jason was there. Jason Roy was there with Day. A lot of people from season 9. Sharon was there from season 9. Believe it or not, Sharon. I was very excited to see a picture. Sharon's been very quiet. Sharon, I still believe to this day, this is my rant about Sharon from Big Brother 9. I still think out of anyone in Big Brother history, she is the one that got the most screwed ever in the game because of that friggin' Final Four question she was competing in Final Four, and it was a question, true or false, you know, step backwards if it's true, step forward if it's false. And the question was, do you think that there are relatives in this house? She said false. Ryan said true. The answer was true. And then they said the relatives in the house were the friggin' hamsters that were in the house this season. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm just going on a crazy rant about this. And then they later, the people who trained the hamsters, owned the hamsters, like came out and they're like, they're not even siblings. So that wasn't even true. Anyway, and then she went out at Final Four. I thought she got screwed, and she was always a player that I wanted to see play again. She, like, developed the perpetual pawn theory. She was the first to really embrace that pawn thing where she just sat week after week after week being the other person. People ended up liking her a lot because she never voted, so she never voted against people. And she was never in the diary room, like, leaving goodbye messages. And she really used that as to her advantage in jury management. I'm not saying that she was a great player, but I thought she was an interesting player and someone that I wanted to see play again. So shout out to season 9 Sharon. There you go. Yeah, so a lot of people were there. So hopefully that means that they're in the audience every week.
and they're not in the house. That I just don't want them in the house. So, Big Brother, it starts Wednesday. We're going to have a two-night premiere next Wednesday and next Thursday. And then Feeds, if you want to watch Feeds, CBS All Access, they will start on the East Coast midnight Thursday night, Friday morning. That's when you'll have your first glimpse of Feeds. And if you're listening to a reality show podcast, I'm going to assume that you're a Feed watcher. But if you are not, I say this every year, you know, the show is very different. You just get a completely different experience when you're watching the Feeds. So I really think that you should at least check out the Feeds. I think CBS All Access is doing a month free. You should at least give it a try, especially in the beginning, because it'll give you an opportunity to see all the house guests. The first few weeks in the house are usually the most interesting. You get a lot of drama. You see a lot of the alliances forming and a lot of the early relationships forming. I completely recommend checking out the Feeds. And if you're like, no, dude, I'm not paying money for this. It's $5.99 a month, you know, but it's the first month is free. It's not terrible, you know, but if you're like, nah, that's not for me, I would suggest following on Twitter, because you can get a lot of information about what's happening in the house on Twitter. Hamster Watch on Twitter is a really great source. Joker's Updates is a website that you can go on and literally check out, like, recap what's happening the day. And that those are ways that you can at least keep up with what's happening in the house and not rely on the CBS show to kind of edit, you know, because it's a 24/7 game, and they're giving you only 3 hours a week, and you're getting the edit of what they want you to see. So there's plenty of opportunities to kind of see the other side of the game. So I highly recommend it. While I'm giving out Twitters, I should actually give you ours. I'm at Reality Alley. That's Reality A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla is at P-S-I-L-L-A. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out. I want to hear what you're watching. I want to hear if you're watching Big Brother and what you're into, who you're into, who you're not into. I love talking about it. And if you are a Feed watcher and you want to stop by and say hi, we are also on Feeds. And we have a room called The Edge of Reality, and you can check us out there. We're a small group. We like it that way, you know, because we're a nice group. You're not going to hear us complain or bash each other or bash the other people, but we like to talk about the game a lot. So, you know, come and check us out, and especially if you just need to kind of get away from it all and be with some, you know, some fun people who just like talking about the show, which is how we roll. So I'm very excited for the season to start. I'm in, Priscilla. I am in.
We are always in. I don't know. I will give the Feeds a try this season, but I have not been watching the last few seasons, and I pay for all year long for CBS, and I don't even use it anymore. That you need to keep up on. It's an app, and it's linked to Joker's Updates, and it's like I'm there, and I don't even have to watch it, and I, you know, kind of check in at what, periodically throughout the day, and it's actually just as descriptive as if I sit there watching it, so I'm good with that right now.
Yeah, I'm in. I think you need to check it out. There's plenty of ways to watch It doesn't have to be like an all-immersive experience, but you can, there's ways of kind of checking everything out. So I completely encourage people to check it out beyond the CBS show. Okay. Other news. We got to talk about a couple other things. First off, we have Bachelor in Paradise has set their premiere. It's going to be August 7th. Not sure what I'm going to do about it yet. We'll see. I'm not sure. I've abandoned the current season of The Bachelorette. But Bachelor in Paradise, it's just so damn goofy. I don't know. We'll see. But also on August 7th,
you gotta watch, because I'm pretty sure that the engagement between Ashley, I, and Jared, I'm sure, is going to be one of the first things they air. So you got to watch the first episode at least, because that's just all the hubbub now. And they can't talk about anything. She can't wear the ring or anything. So that means it's going to be aired. So, and my guess is that'll happen the first episode.
So yes, Jared and Ashley, I got engaged. But you're saying she can't wear the ring?
Yes. Somebody, one of the interviewers, I think it was EW, asked where the ring was, and she said, well, she can't wear the ring, she can't show the ring, and they can't talk about any of the details of the engagement as itself, so that tells me it's going to be aired. So I don't know where, but I would assume it'll be the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise, would be my guess.
Yeah, there was some, I heard a little hullabaloo about announcing the engagement, but when the proposal looked like a very professional photo was being taken, and
correct,
they were on the beach. So, yeah, and so that wouldn't surprise me.
Same place where it's filmed in Mexico, so it's going to be aired. You're going to be able to see it.
Yeah, and fine, but I'm not in on that. So I'm not in on that.
I can't believe you've given it up. You keep saying every year, and you'd love to watch the first couple of episodes, but you still stick with it every season. So I'm very impressed that you finally give it up.
I do abandon seasons. That's not, I'll kind of catch it. I'll check in every once in a while. This season has just become like too legit gross for me. So I'm out. And we'll see what happens. Like I said, Bachelor in Paradise is so damn goofy that, we'll see. And also Bachelor in Paradise, I'm kind of in and out on. It depends on how much I'm into the Big Brother season. As all summer shows go for me, I tend to, I'll keep up with So You Think You Can Dance pretty well. I'll keep up with, American Ninja Warrior, because it's something that, you can randomly watch at any time. It's not, a huge competitive, thing. The Bachelor franchise, that's when I start to, I abandon Winter Games completely for Celebrity Big Brother. So, it just depends on, how into the season I get, also on August 7th on ABC, they announced that they're having a new reality show called Castaways. Castaways follows a group of people on a deserted island. We've heard this premise before. On this deserted island, they have to survive. We've heard this premise before. We've heard of at least one show where you're on a deserted island and you have to survive. I can't think of the name right now, but I remember there's something. The major difference is that they're actually on their own. So there's several contestants being dropped off in various places, they are surviving independently, they'll know that there are other people on other islands, and apparently there's going to be several people on several islands throughout the South Pacific, but they won't know where they are, how many people there are, and, you know, they can kind of look for each other. They also won't know how long they are going to be in the game. So they go into the game and they are there for some, it could be 5 days, it could be 5 months. They have no idea how long that they're going to be, you know, on this island. And you can either quit or you can stay and survive. And if you stay and survive, then you win. Now, I'm not quite sure if, like, there's only one winner or if there's four people left at the end of this, you know, time, they all win. I'm not quite sure about that premise. That was my question. There's also, they said there's a lot of flashbacks to their lives, their normal lives, and, like, why they decided to be on this show. So it's, like, this weird, like, cross between like an inspirational show where all of these people have like harrowing stories and this is why they need to go into an island and survive. You know, I don't know. It seems more like docu-series than like actual competitive reality show. So you know that goes either way with me. But you know my role with new reality shows, especially on primetime network TV. I will give it a try. I will always watch the first episode. Most of the time, I will even watch the first three episodes. And then we'll see. We haven't had a solid launch of like a non-singing competition in a while. We've had The Voice, obviously, that was like the last big juggernaut. The Four has done pretty well for itself for Fox. But, you know, we haven't had a, you know, a reality show kind of stand on its own for a while. So we gotta keep supporting them. Right, Priscilla? That's what we got to do.
Absolutely. Well, we can watch anything at least once, right?
That's right.
If we like it, we stick with
right.
it. If we don't like it, fun.
I'm sorry. somebody asked me on Twitter to be on a Big Brother draft, and I was like, absolutely. That can definitely be arranged. I am all about going in that world.
I happened to catch on BuzzFeed. Remember when we were having a small conversation about, you know, the Roseanne Barr show, well, Roseanne being canceled? Remember how we
mm-hmm.
said that, what if she died off and there would be a spinoff? Well, apparently there is going to be a spinoff called The Conners, and every cast member except Roseanne will be back. And it will be filling the fall Tuesday 8 p.m. lineup for 10 episodes.
I did read something about that. I know they said that Jackie and Dan and Darlene would be back for sure. I'm assuming that the other kids would be involved. I don't know if like the younger kids will come back. You know, it'll be interesting to see how they configure it. They might not make it as big of a cast as they once did, and they might just kind of
DJ. And it says every cast member except for Roseanne.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah,
you know,
so,
that's interesting.
One of the surprises here is she's going to, something tragic is going to happen when she has her knee replaced, which is scary to me since I just had mine replaced. But, you know, it's not as though we didn't have that idea months ago when it happened or a month ago when it happened.
Well, and what's interesting is they kind of left it on that note, so that is a very easy thing to do. I don't know if they kill her, though. I don't know if that happens.
I think they leave that door open just in case.
I don't know. I don't think there's any way to move on without killing her off. I really don't.
I know what you're saying, and it's the thing that's like the easiest and makes the most sense as to like why she wouldn't be there. But I feel like they don't do it. I feel like they still love that character so much that if there's any way in the future, any way that like things change and they could possibly bring her back in some way, shape, or form, I think they leave that door open, at least the crack.
In 20 years, she has not changed from the reason why they actually kind of ended the show 20 years ago. In the first season, she already started her old antics back up. I don't see where they care at this point.
I think the world changed. Even though she hasn't changed, I think the world changed. And I think the world could possibly change back. We live in a world where today the First Lady of the United States wore a jacket that said, I don't care about it. Anything. I mean, she wore a jacket that says that. So, you know, anything is freaking possible at this point. I never say never. Never say never. I feel like if they kill her off, they're really closing a door. I feel like they find a way that they, you know, maybe she's recovering, maybe she's in rehab. You know, who knows?
No, I don't think so, because it says that Werner representatives and Barr released a joint statement saying they have reached an agreement that will allow Werner Entertainment to produce a spinoff of the Roseanne series of ABC without Barr's further creative or financial participation.
Right. For now. I just think they love that character so much that if the world changes again and she's back in the game, you know, I don't think that they leave. I don't think that they close that door completely. I can be completely wrong in that. I just don't think it happens like that. But
it looks like
we'll see.
Find out this fall. But my call is she did.
It makes the most
Sorry.
Sense. It's the easiest way to do it. It's the easiest way to do it. All right, well, that's it for us. Next week, we're going to talk about the Big Brother premiere. We will talk about the challenge, because that's starting up again. So much more. Until then, have a good weekend, everyone. Have a great week, and talk to you next time.
Night, everyone.